This is Nurse Scooser News for the week of July 8th, 2019, and I'm your host, Rebecca Hartman Baker. Today's guest is Manuel Arenath. Manuel is the CEO and co-founder of Apentra Solutions. 7 years into the venture, Manuel now has an answer for his friend who asked, "Do you know what you're getting yourself into?" when he launched his company. Manuel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for this great introduction.
So, Manuel, today's topic is Parallel Wear Trainer. So, let's start with the obvious question. What is Parallel Wear Trainer?
Parallel Wear Trainer is a new software tool that we have created to make learning parallel programming easier, because parallel programming is now ubiquitous in almost every single device, from laptops to supercomputers, that you want to develop software for. So our idea is to create a software tool that helps the developers and the engineers to improve the retention of the concept they need to learn to make good parallel programming, and to make the learning process interactive so that they can really learn by playing with examples through a hands-on session, not using the classical way that they probably use a lot of the training time in things that are not related to really learning the parallel training concepts. So we want them to focus on that. So that's from the point of view of the engineer, of the developer, of the trainee. From the point of view of the trainer, what we want is to make a scalable and more interactive and more cost-effective the training in parallel programming, because it's really complicated. And also, we want to bridge the gap between classical learning, where we usually teach parallel programming with small, tiny, simple examples, and when they go out of the session and they go back to their office and they face and address the complexity of the code they're working on, there's such a gap that we need to work in closing that gap so that they can really learn with more complex codes that are more realistic to what they will address, and to help them learn the best practices for parallel programming applied to more realistic codes. So quite a long answer, but I think hopefully I have explained what Parallel Trainer is.
Yeah, no, that's really helpful. So how did you come up with the idea to create this tool?
Well, this was in the early days of Apentra. We have been in the market for 6 years now, and we had a different technology, and we were struggling to find the first product that we could build that would be really of interest, of value, in the HPC community, in particular for the centers. So by contacting people, we were lucky to find Fernanda Forter from Orange National Lab at that point, that she was involved at that point and responsible for some training programs at Orange National Lab. So we were invited to visit the lab. We had many meetings with many developers and groups, and in particular one with her, and a lot of brainstorming with her, and we kind of, in a session, we kind of designed how a parallel trainer, an application of the parallel technology to help training and making training better, more scalable, how this tool could look like. So we came back to her 6-7 months later with that tool, the first prototype of the tool implemented and running. So that's probably how we came up with the idea of this tool. So we're really happy to have taken that decision at that point.
Yeah. So what kind of features are there in the Parallel Wear Trainer tool?
Okay, this is a good question, because we usually compare the tool with other tools that engineers or developers can understand. So if you compare Parallel Wear Trainer to a classical code editor or to an integrated development environment, we provide similar features to these tools, like a code editor with syntax highlighting, a project manager, you can manage different projects with different codes that you can edit in the editor. We provide several consoles, one where you can, within the graphical user interface, build the source code and generate an executable, and you can also run it within the UI to execute it and see the output. So from that point of view, we also provide the features of a classical editor or an IDE. So we provide something else that makes us make the tool unique and different. And this is related to parallel programming. So what we do is, when you open the code in the Parallel World Trainer, the Parallel World technology analyzes the code behind the scenes, and it provides you with a very nice green circles. That what this means is that it has found sections of the code that are opportunities of the code that you can parallelize. If you convert that part of the code from sequential to a parallel version, you are hopefully accelerating your code, or at least learning how to do it. So that's the first different feature. And starting from that, if you click on this nice green circle, you open a dialog where you can select different ways of parallelizing your code, and you can learn different strategies to parallelize the code. So just by clicking in a set of buttons, you can choose between creating a parallel version of your code for CPUs and GPUs, using industrial standards like OpenMP or OpenECC, and even using different ways or coding styles of parallel programs, multi-threading, offloading to accelerators, tasking, that's the latest feature that we have added in Parallel Trainer 1.2. And in the future, we can even support syndexation or vectorization. So this is what makes the tool unique. And also you can see in an additional console all the details of what the technology detected, what code patterns it detected, what alternatives you have to generate and to understand different parallelization strategies that have been used by expert developers in, for instance, the Coral benchmarks. And you can learn that. And finally, when you are doing all of that, you usually are creating many different versions of the same code. So instead of going to the file system through the terminal and copying and creating backup copies of your files, we have an integrated versioning system so that whenever you modify the code, a copy is created, and you can name versions, or you can restore versions, or you can, in a very easy way, play and try different parallel versions of your sequential code, run them, measure the performance, and see the benefits of the parallelization strategies. And last but not least, we also have an integrated knowledge base. So when you click in some parts of the QI, you open a glossary of terms where you can see the typical terms that someone that wants to learn parallel programming needs somehow to handle in his brain. And also some details about why this glossary, this term is important, examples of how it is coded in C or in Fortran, and even how it can be parallelized and why. So we try to create a complete solution around the product, not just the software itself. Today, if you want to create value, you cannot only create software. You need to create a solution that helps people, that meets the needs of the people. So all of these features, the codes, the training slides, all the features of the tool, plus the knowledge base, create this solution that is being accepted in the HPC market.
Yeah, well, I think it's really, really great. I mean, I like how it's focused more upon the patterns of the algorithms and stuff rather than teaching you, well, this is what this directive does and this is what that directive does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it that'll make for people to be able to learn a lot better.
Yeah, indeed, it's very good that you point that out, because this key concept of code pattern is what makes Parallel Trainer different from other tools. Because the code pattern, when you are able to identify the code pattern in your code, in your algorithm, this is not dependent on the hardware platform. This is not dependent on the parallel programming tool that you are using, MPI, OpenMP, OpenECC. It's about your code. So once you understand that, you have a clear understanding of how you can translate the sequential code into a parallel code. You can design it. And later you can use the tool to implement different versions. And of course, you can hand code your own versions. So, yes, I think it's the key concept that makes it different. You can learn best practices for parallel programming, not just directives and clauses and hundreds of options.
Right, absolutely. So this would be a really good way to get started to port my code to Perlmutter if I had a code that I was trying to get to run on GPUs. This would be a really great tool for me to be able to try out, right?
Yes, in Appentra we really think so. We think that you should definitely try it, and we need to set the expectations correctly, in the sense that we are at this moment supporting C code, So all the features of the C programming languages that are used, that you need to create numerical simulation codes. And we are working to support also C++ and Fortran. But of course, C, C++, and Fortran are huge programming languages. So again, we need to focus and support those most widely used features in simulation code that are the ones that are used in HPC. So yes, we really encourage users at NERSC to try the tool, run it, try to use the real code that they have with the tool, and provide us any feedback from crashes to this doesn't work, this works unexpectedly well. So all this kind of positive, negative feature, mm-hmm. it will enable us to really improve the tool and adapt the tool to the real needs of the users and theirs. Mm-hmm. So please do it.
Okay.
I want to encourage all of the users to do it.
Right. Yeah. Well, and so it's available on Cori as a module.
Right. Yes, yes.
Yeah. So yeah. You just do module load PW trainer.
Yes.
And that loads it.
That loads it. Yeah. Indeed, you can consult. We are very happy to be here this week because we have organized this workshop about parallelware trainer mm-hmm. tools. And you can see in the NERSC website slides and materials with all the detailed instructions that any user might need to run the trainer, with all the software stack to use OpenMP and OpenGC on Cori. So the learning curve and the getting started should be easy, very easy. And also the NERSC staff can now also help and assist you as a user to do this very fast. Mm-hmm. So please use it.
Yeah. So I mentioned before you could use it for Perlmutter, but you could also use it right now to get your code to run better on the Cori KNL nodes, right?
Yes, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Indeed, GPUs are kind of a trending topic. Because the GPU promises such a huge computational power, they want to port their codes to GPUs, but not all the codes are prepared to go to GPUs. And many codes will not perform well on the GPU because of the hardware that you have. So multi-threading is also on the multi-core CPU is something that any user should consider. And the trainer helps with that in OpenMP for multi-threading. And in Cori, and this kind of the modern multi-core CPUs, combining multi-threading with vectorization or synchronization is a way to create kind of a hybrid code that can take advantage of the features that you have on this CPU. So they can be surprised with the performance, improvement they can achieve only on the CPU with multi-threading and vectorization. So in this respect, our tool is complementary to other tools that you have as compilers from the vendors, compilers or other tools that help you that assist you in how to vectorize or synthesize your code. So they should use somehow all of the tools to take the best of each tool to combine it in their code. So mm-hmm. yes, you can really use it on Cori on the multi-core CPUs, something they should try.
Okay, well that's great. So switching gears a little bit, Manuel, so you're the first HPC entrepreneur who I've ever interviewed. So I'm kind of wondering, how did you get into doing this?
Okay.
You mentioned before that your friend said, do you really know what you're getting yourself into?
And when he asked that question to me 7 years ago, my answer was, yes, I definitely know what I'm doing. 6 years later, I have to say to him, no, I didn't know what I was doing. Because being an entrepreneur is difficult, it's very complicated in any field. And because you need to, the technical part being challenging, being attractive, being highly motivating, is the easy part. Because more or less, you know the knowledge, you know what you can do. So you can create a roadmap to say, okay, in this year, I will create these features for my users. But the difficult part is to have the users, because the users is about convincing people that they should invest their time. We always have more things in the to-do list than those that they can really complete. So you're asking them to try another thing, put another thing in the to-do list and prioritize it. So it's really difficult to convince people to try something new, especially in the early stages. So that's why selling or convincing people or creating a community around a new idea or product takes years, because it's not a matter of months. It's not that you have the best technology or the best product. It takes time for people to really know it, see its value, add it into their to-do list, change the way they work to add a new tool. So this takes years in any market. And HPC in particular is probably, as far as my expertise, my experience in business is a difficult market, because in HPC we're always at the forefront of technology, in hardware, in software. So when you're creating software that interacts with hardware and with industrial standards like OpenMP and OpenECC, year after year the hardware evolves, the industrial standards evolve, and you need to catch up all the time with new features, new requests from the users. So at some point, finding a subset of the features that are enough for the average user to use the tool takes, again, years. So this is part of the business that you don't realize when you don't have experience, like was my case. I am a professor. I was professor at the university. My experience in selling was zero. In business was what I could see and live in at home with my parents or with my uncles. They all of them had companies, but not high-tech companies. They had big companies, family companies that were doing very well, but their market was local. Here, HPC is international. It is high tech. Everything evolves so fast. People really want the best. If it is not stable, they don't want to waste and lose their time. So this makes it really, really complicated. Exciting, because you want to do it, but complicated. And in the end, also the third part of the entrepreneurial part is you may have the best product. You may be catching up with the users, but it takes you years to sell the first licenses of a software tool. So how do you manage to create a team during those years? You need investors. So you need to sell the company and the product from a different perspective. You need to convince, again, a different people with a different mindset that they should invest in your company because you can do something no one can do. So somehow you are selling all the time, technical, clients, investors, and of course the management team and your own team, because creating the team is not easy. You need to find the people that work with you. And a startup is not an stable environment. What I mean by this is maybe in 2 years we sell a lot and we are consolidated. Maybe in 2 years we disappear. Because I think at some point I read an statistics that 90% of the company, of the startups, close after 3 years. We have survived 6 years. So we have managed to do it and to go beyond this hard point. So from that sense, I think we are in a good position. We are in a good moment right now. So we expect to really consolidate the company and make it grow, because that's the way to grow and to provide the users with what they expect, because the market will keep on evolving, with or without the vendor. So That's the way humans behave. So that's what makes it complicated. And if I have to answer to my friend, I would say, no, definitely I didn't know. I was just considering the technical part, not the rest of it.
Yeah.
That it is the most complicated one.
Yeah, well, I admire your perseverance in doing that. I don't think I would have even started if I were you. So congratulations on getting this far.
Yeah, you have to enjoy it. If you don't, despite the pressure, despite the high degree of uncertainty, you don't know what's going to happen in 6 months. If you don't enjoy it and you don't enjoy it with your team, there is no sense to do this. It's better that you find a different way of helping the community and providing value. So. Mm-hmm. It's someone calls me a rare avis in my community, because very few professors jump into the entrepreneurial world and create their own companies. And even if they create them, they usually find people to manage it, because managing is completely different from the technical part. So I have decided to manage it, at least in the first years, until we consolidate the company, because at some point, maybe that's something that someone with professional skills of managing companies has to replace those roles that we are now, the co-founders are covering. So it's the state, it's the natural path or the way that a startup should follow. Mm-hmm. Let's cross our fingers and hopefully we will get up to the growth stage.
Yes, yes.
That would be really, really nice.
Yes. Well, I'm wishing you the best. I got my fingers crossed.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay, so to finish up, three things that you want nurse users to know.
Okay, we know users generally that you are really occupied. You have a lot of things to do for yesterday, but please give it a try. Now that this is installed in Cori, give it a try. Try it as you would expect to use the tool so that it really meets your needs. If everything goes well, please let us know, give us feedback. If something doesn't go well, also please let us know, because that's the only way we can improve. We can improve something if we don't have the knowledge that something's not going well. So please try it. Please give us feedback, positive, negative, give us feedback. And please spread the word. If you are using it and you are happy in some way, the best way you can help us to consolidate the company and keep on providing updates and make this tool set grow is that you tell your peers, look at this great tool, I highly recommend you to use it, because that way they will be in belong to another center and we say, okay, my peer has this tool, I want it in my center. That will help us to convince the people to in centers, in industry, in organizations, to really invest in these kind of tools. Mm-hmm. So give it a try, give us feedback, and spread the word. I would say those three messages.
All right. Well, those are three good things. Thanks so much for joining me today, Manuel.
Thank you, Rebecca. It's really a pleasure to be here in NERSC, to be enjoying these days with you and your team. And you have been one of these visionaries that has relied on Pentra for this kind of tools since some years ago. So thank you so much. We really appreciate it, and we hope that we can keep on collaborating closely in the upcoming years. That would be the best thing to say. Thank you so much.
Thank you.